We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Big 12 This Week.
Dave Aranda at Baylor is a perfect match for both parties.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
There will be another new quarterback at Oklahoma, but is there enough support around him to win the Big 12?
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
And the Big 12 is back with a full schedule of conference games after byes, COVID postponements the last 2 weeks. We're finally back to the full slate, and I love it. Welcome to the show. Glad you're with me. Let's go through the schedule real quick, and then we'll get into our can't-miss game of the week. Kicking things off at 11 a.m. on ABC will be Oklahoma at TCU. The Sooners lead that series 15-5. The last meeting, 28-24, Sooners win in Norman. Also kicking off at 11, these are Central times, by the way. On FS1, it's the Sunflower Showdown, Kansas at number 20, Kansas State. KU leads the series 65-47-5. But K-State has been winning this thing since 2009. And the last win came last November, 38-10 in Lawrence for the Wildcats. Afternoon games at 2:30. This is our can't-miss game of the week. Number 17, Iowa State at number 6, Oklahoma State on Fox. OSU leads the series 32-19-3. The last meeting, OSU pulled out a 34-27 win in Ames. And we'll have more on this game coming up in just a couple of minutes. Baylor's playing. How about that? Just two games so far, but Baylor will play their third game of the season at Texas, 2:30 Central on ESPN. Texas has had a big upper hand in this series, 78-27-4. Baylor beat the Longhorns in Waco last year, 24-10. And this is a big one for Texas. I mean, they're at this point, they're all big. And I'm talking about just between trying to keep the team together, the fan base, the support for Tom Herman. It's a big one. And then at 4:30 on ESPN2, West Virginia at Texas Tech. The Mountaineers own a 6-3 lead in the series, but the Red Raiders picked up a win in Morgantown last year on November 9th, 38-17. And that's our schedule for this week. It's time now for our Big 12 Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Iowa State is 12-1 in the month of October since 2017, the most wins of any Power 5 conference. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell doesn't want to put too much emphasis on what happens with this game at Oklahoma State, but it's difficult to ignore. The Cyclones taking on the Cowboys, 17th ranked versus 6th ranked, and the winner takes a big step towards the Big 12 championship game.
You know, can we continue to grow and can we continue to get better through the entirety of a season? I think that's still a really big challenge for our program. That's something we've not done here yet. And it's going to take great leadership from our coaches and obviously from our senior leadership to be able to continue to forge forward and get better as the season goes on.
And a little later, I will talk about how they'll determine the top two teams of the Big 12 Conference and some of the tiebreakers and all that. But Campbell says, look, it's too early in the season to start talking about that and what's at stake.
You could, in theory, look at it and say almost every team at this point in the season still controls its own destiny. And I think that's what becomes tricky about this time of year. You got to really take the noise and you got to throw it away and you got to just keep working and getting better. And, you know, those are things that you talk about, you know, towards the tail end of the season. And that's where you ultimately want to get to.
Campbell talks about the experience of Oklahoma State's defense being a major factor in this game and the Cowboys giving up just 9 points through their first three games.
And then on top of it, you put
9 points per game through their first three games. Let me correct that. All right, back to Campbell.
And then on top of it, you put really good talent in terms of athleticism, the ability to run, and, you know, you mix up a scheme that uses their aggressiveness and their skill and their ability to run with it. It's really allowed them to be outstanding so far this year.
But they will be facing an experienced quarterback in Brock Purdy. 2 years ago in Stillwater, Purdy made his first start. And the Cyclones came away with a 48-42 win over then the 25th ranked Cowboys.
You know, I think it takes a, both a physical and emotional toll to play quarterback and play quarterback for a great length of time at this level. And Brock is certainly a young man that's taken all of his experiences and continued to grow, you know, both as a football player and as a leader within our program. So, you know, I just would say a lot of growth has occurred over the last 2 years.
All right, we've jumped into things here right off the bat with our Can't Miss Game of the Week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, ticketsforless.com. All right, Oklahoma State has held its first three opponents, as I mentioned, to a combined, well, I tried to anyway, to a combined 27 points. This is the fewest points allowed by an OSU team in a three-game stretch since 25 points were allowed in the first three games of the 2006 season. Dating back to last year, the Cowboys' defense has held its last seven Big 12 opponents under their season scoring average. Defense will be the name of the game for Mike Gundy's team that hasn't played a game since the third. So 3 weeks off says, shouldn't be an issue.
I actually feel pretty good now just based on all the uncertainty that we've had for months. We've been through this before. The players didn't react much different. I thought that we would see a different reaction from them, but they were okay with it. I think they're just somewhat conditioned with what's going on with the virus. They practiced good last week. We had a good practice Sunday night. They seem like they're enthusiastic and motivated, so hopefully we're in decent shape for the game.
Let's get a couple of hot takes here from Gundy talking about Iowa State. The Cyclones had that loss at home to Louisiana. Remember, everybody flipped to their lid. Not me. I'm just saying. Iowa State has rattled off wins at TCU against Oklahoma and Texas Tech. Gundy chalks up that first loss as kind of an anomaly.
They didn't even look like themselves in week one for whatever reason. I'm not in their camp, but they didn't look like what, you know, Iowa State's played like the last two or three years. They've come around now. They're back to their fundamentals on defense and offense and what they believe in. And, you know, they gave up, I think, two scores in that first game in special teams. Mm-hmm. Obviously a big difference. You give up two scores in special teams, hard to win. But they're playing really good football right now. They're definitely a top 20 team, in my opinion. They're a sound team. I don't know what they're ranked, but I know that when I watch them, they got a potential future NFL quarterback. Running backs playing well. They block well up front. They're very gap sound and responsible on defense. So they're a good football team.
Well, obviously a lot of respect there. Gundy breaks down just why ISU is tough to play. And if really interesting hot take there, talking about Purdy being an NFL quarterback. But he breaks down why ISU is so tough to play.
Well, they're getting good quarterback play the last few years, which is important with every team. Defensively, they limit big plays. I think offenses in this league get impatient and force plays into their hand based on the structure and schemes that they've gone to defensively over the last two or three years. And they had a plan. They play a lot like what Coach Schneider did at Kansas State. They recruit to a certain philosophy, in my opinion. Again, I'm just an outsider looking in. They play with tight ends a lot. You don't see that in this league. So preparation for them can be a little difficult. They want to play with big receivers. They've had guys that have played for them that are 6'4", 6'5". Maybe they're a step slow. Maybe they're 4'6", 4'7", but their height and leverage gives them an advantage. They play to that.
All right, let's talk about Oklahoma State's defense first. The Cowboys have held their opponents to a combined total of 7-for-43 on third down conversions. So Oklahoma State's defense gets on the field and they get off pretty quick. That's a conversion rate of 163. That's impressive. Iowa State has done a good job of sustaining drives, 27-of-56 on third down conversions, nearly 50%, 482 to be exact. The OSU defense is among the national leaders when it comes to sacks. They're fourth in the country. Brock Purdy has only been sacked four times. And then some similarities, the rushing offense. OSU, 213 yards per game. Iowa State, third in the conference, 179 yards per game. And then rushing defense. OSU giving up just under 94 yards a game. Iowa State, 97 per game. So the run game is going to be really important. And two of the best backs in the Big 12. Breece Hall for the Cyclones leads the conference, 8 touchdowns, 132 yards per game. He's just ahead of West Virginia's Letty Brown. More on Brown later in this show. And then Chuba Hubbard is third with 113 yards per game. So you've got two teams that can run the football. Can Oklahoma State's defense get Iowa State off the field? And then that's where Brock Purdy can come into play. And I think he holds an edge when you look at quarterback play. Can he be the guy that can convert, make those passes to those tough receivers, get those yards on third down, avoid the pass rush, and keep drives alive, get them in third and short situations? On the OSU side, quarterback Spencer Sanders is healthy. Freshman Shane Illingworth is getting reps as well in practice. They could see playing time. You know, and I think OSU's offensive numbers slightly skewed because of playing Kansas. So, you know, I've got some questions about the quarterback position for the Cowboys. And I think you'll see both teams able to run the football. If Iowa State is able to run the football against Oklahoma State, then I think if it comes down to Purdy versus Spencer and Shane, then I'm going to give the edge to Iowa State. If this Oklahoma State defense is legit, and you would look back, like I just mentioned, the last seven opponents under the scoring average, if they can keep that trend up and they can find a way to slow down Breece Hall, then it's Oklahoma State's game. It's our Can't Miss Game of the Week, presented by Tickets for Less, ticketsforless.com. It's the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. All right, we're going to talk Sunflower Showdown. We'll talk about West Virginia. And, of course, we'll preview the other games and much more. I got basketball, baseball, lots of stuff coming up. So settle in. We're just getting started on Big 12 this week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. If you can't hear the show live, download it as a podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts, Google, even the Big 12's website, big12sports.com, and download Big 12 this week. All right, so the big news that came out on Monday, Kansas junior running back Puka Williams has decided to opt out the rest of the season. He went on Twitter and talked about health and family being more important, and you can't disagree with him. Just a bit from his tweet. He said, "Today I made the very difficult decision to opt out for the rest of the season to be closer to my mother and family in Louisiana. Family and health are the most important things to me. Right now I need to be there with my mother, who is battling health issues." Les Miles certainly supports that decision. And we wish Puka and his family the best. And that certainly puts a damper on the Sunflower Showdown, the sixth longest active rivalry in college football, Kansas and Kansas State. And that's what we have taking place 11 a.m. on FS1 on Saturday in Manhattan. And this rivalry has belonged to Kansas State for a long time. The Governor's Cup has been in Manhattan since 2009, and I expect it to be there after this game, as the Wildcats have won 11 straight. And now you take Puka out of the equation. And just last week, we spoke with Brian Haney, the voice of the Jayhawks, and we talked about Velton Gardner and perhaps the running back position being the deepest spot on this Jayhawks team. Now that's not the case. Let's flash back.
You know, Velton doesn't quite have the burst that Puka has, but it's not far off. He's pretty explosive. It's a great 1-2 punch. Puka is truly special, and he's that video game-like character that can stop on a dime, hit the X button, spin around, and change field for a touchdown 60 yards the other direction. But Velton in the open field is almost as elusive. So I think there's a lot to like there from the sophomore out of Dallas, and even Daniel Hyshaw behind him, who's a big-time prospect out of Oklahoma, gives Kansas by far its deepest position.
Yeah, so that takes a little bit of a hit. That gets dinged up a bit. Velton was a one-time Kansas State commit, so he could be pretty motivated in this game. And then you look at the other side for the Wildcats. Deuce Vaughn has been turning heads, opening eyes, one of the nation's top freshmen, and he's certainly a front runner to win Big 12 Newcomer of the Year. I don't know if I can think of someone else who's more deserving at this point. 517 all-purpose yards in his first four games. So obviously, when you look at Kansas State 3-0, and you look at Kansas 0-3 in conference play, I would expect things to kind of stay put with the Governor's Cup. The freshman K-State quarterback Will Howard has helped the Wildcats win both of their last two games after their senior Skylar Thompson suffered the season-ending injury. I mean, listen, it's a tough position. I'm not going to beat the kid up. I mean, he hasn't, you know, lit things up. Perhaps coming up against the Jayhawks, they allowed 318 passing yards last weekend at West Virginia. Letty Brown had a big game on the ground. This could be a huge day, coming out, so to speak, for Will Howard, and then obviously Deuce Vaughn. And then, of course, we got to pay attention to the quarterback position at KU. It looks like they're going to go with Miles Kendrick. He was 14 of 23 for 95 yards and a touchdown last week. He should have the advantage over Jalen Daniels and Thomas McVitie in this game. And we'll see how well he does against K-State, who early in the season had some issues defensively. They're trying to figure those out. And then the other keynote for the Sunflower Showdown, Les Miles, back on the sidelines. He did not make the trip out to West Virginia after he tested positive for COVID-19. He says he felt fine other than headaches at times. But he has recovered from COVID-19. It'll be great to see him on the sidelines. We'll talk more about West Virginia. Their defense, unbelievable. Tops in the nation. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk more about Letty Brown and that great game he had. It's coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com. Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today. Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Get your ice cold Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
And we're back on Big 12 this week. If you missed the show on one of our great radio affiliates across the Big 12 footprint, you can always catch it later in the week on our Big 12 channel on Sirius XM, channel 375. And the show airs Thursdays, 5 Eastern. All right, West Virginia, the Mountaineers' defense ranks number one. In total defense, they've allowed just 240 yards per game. West Virginia is the only team in the country to rank in the top 10 in 10 different defensive categories. And it's also tied with Oklahoma State for number one by allowing just 4.05 yards per play. And, of course, that was a big help taking on Kansas and that 38-17 win. But we need to focus on the offensive side of the ball as we look at our Natural Light Seltzer, Making It Look Natural Player of the Week. Natural Light Seltzer is the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. Aloha Beaches, Catalina Lime Mixer, Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Letty Brown had himself a game now. 195 yards, 18 carries, plus 5 catches for 36 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Deggy dropping a throw, dumps the ball wide open. Letty Brown catches a touchdown. Wide open, he caught it at the left pylon. Mountaineers take their first lead of the afternoon. Hand off, there goes Letty Brown straight up the middle. And you know what? He's going to score 6. The Kansas 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown. An 87-yard touchdown run right up the middle. Bad, bad Letty Brown.
It actually just popped open. I didn't have no idea it was going to do that. I was putting to get the first down, and then it just popped open, and I hit it.
Letty Brown talking about his 87-yard touchdown. It was Tony Caridi on the calls. Bad, bad Letty Brown. I love it. That was the longest touchdown run at West Virginia since Noel Devine ripped off runs of 92 and 88 yards in back-to-back seasons in 08 and 09. And Brown's touchdown run was the 6th longest in West Virginia Mountaineer history. And that's why Letty Brown is making it look natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer this football season. Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. And West Virginia is at Texas Tech, 5:30 Eastern on ESPN2. Here's an interesting stat on Texas Tech. I love these little things. Zach McPherson's 90-yard touchdown return on a blocked field goal is the first type of score like that for Texas Tech since 2000. Now, McPherson has been involved in 3 of the 5 blocked kicks in Matt Wells' 1-plus-4-game season. He's also notched a career-high 10 tackles. So, boy, he could have been our making it look natural. But, man, you can't pass up 195 yards. No way. While I have you, let me tell you about RevealSuits.com. It's a chance for you to upgrade. In fact, I'm going to call up their website right now. I love looking at these suits and blazers that they offer. It's time for you to upgrade your game when it comes to dressing for the business world. Reveal Suits designs custom made to measure suit options for men and women, branded with officially licensed logos, providing luxury products and a luxury experience. Now, they even have custom events where they can come out and not only take care of you, but take care of your team. And whether that team plays on the field or they're out in the business world, they'll come out and personally assist you in designing garments that are customized especially for you and your team and your business. Or, if you're just an individual with a lot of school pride, they'll put the lining with the logo of your school inside your jacket. 35 different suit measurement options for you. I mean, they... No doubt. I mean, when they say customize, I mean, this is it. Where passion meets fashion. RevealSuits.com. Check out their product. Check out everything that they offer. And I guarantee you will be pleased with what you see. RevealSuits.com. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice. Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer hip. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer. IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. If there are two teams that benefited from having the week off, had to have been Oklahoma and Texas, given that grueling 4-overtime game that they had. We'll look at Oklahoma and TCU here next. That game will be on ABC at 11 o'clock. And let's get some hot takes here from Lincoln Riley. Talking about the run game. They're averaging just 3.6 yards per carry. We knew there'd be some question marks with the run game because of injuries, trying to replace people. Blocking, finishing by the backs, even some better play calling. Riley kind of points the finger at himself as well.
Yeah, it's progressed. It's, you know, it certainly wasn't very good the first two games, I really think, on anybody's account. I thought against Iowa State, we were quite a bit cleaner up front, did some really good things up front in the run game. I didn't think the running back position played too well there. I thought I missed a couple things call-wise that didn't put our guys in great position. And I thought we took some steps last week, had some more explosive runs, although we left still too many on the table, but had more explosive runs. I think backs are starting to get a little bit more comfortable, you know, get seasoned. I mean, you know, these backs we're playing with haven't played a whole lot of football. And so they're learning on the fly and they're getting better. They're getting more comfortable. They're getting more confident. And So excited to see. I think that's a group that could really break out and that we expect to and have seen some real positive signs of. But it takes everybody. And so we got to be a little bit cleaner in the blocking game. That's not just the linemen. That's the receivers too. And then backs have got to finish. And you got to run the ball great. You know, you either got to have just an unbelievable effort by one person or more than likely and most normally is a – is great execution across the board and no leakage. And that's something we have to do better at this next stretch of games.
Receivers Austin Stogner and Jake Stoops have accounted for 33 of the Sooners' 113 catches, nearly 30% of the team's haul. And they've combined for 352 yards, almost a fourth of what Oklahoma has been able to accumulate. So back-to-back hot takes here as Riley talks about these two.
Yeah, Stogner's done a good job. He's, you know, really improved a lot. You know, it's not a surprise that he's having a big impact, not certainly to the people within the program. We've seen how the guy's worked and how he's improved since the first year. And he's always been a guy that's been very eager. He was eager to play more and more and more last year and got more and more ready as time went on, but wasn't, I think, you know, we identified things that he had to take some steps on to become a, you know, potential every down type player. And I give the kid credit. He's taken those things and he's run with them. He's really, really improved himself, worked on the weaknesses in his game. And then I think, you know, the guy makes a lot of plays. And so I think our quarterbacks have a tremendous amount of confidence in him. No, I think he's very reliable. Another guy that our quarterbacks have a lot of trust in, that he's gonna be where he's supposed to be. He's gonna run the route the way it's supposed to be run. He's gonna make the tough catch in traffic. And you can see we've went to him in some pretty crucial times, whether it's the fourth down conversion against Iowa State or obviously, you know, the other day against Texas, the big one there at the end. So yeah, no, it's been fun to see. He's really busted his tail here, had to work and earn everything that he's got. But, you know, he's really taken this opportunity right now and just been totally prepared for it.
All right. Well, the key, I think, for TCU, Gary Patterson, is slowing down, continuing to make running the football difficult for Oklahoma if the 1-2 Frogs want to pull this one out. Now, Texas had three straight games come down to the final possession, including that four overtime game here against the Sooners. Tom Herman used the bye week wisely, and when the Longhorns were on the field, it wasn't for very long, and it was a lot of good on good. So the ones and twos going against the ones and twos, which he said that the Longhorns needed. With Baylor playing only two games and one of those games being a blowout, it makes it pretty tough to try to figure out what Dave Aranda's staff is going to dial up defensively for Sam Ehlinger and the Texas offense, even trying to figure out what Larry Fedora will do with calling Baylor's offense because, you know, he's got the head coaching experience, so he hasn't called plays for years. Here's Tom Herman.
Really hard. I think a little bit easier because we've got film on Coach Roberts from his time at Louisiana. Obviously, different personnel, different league, different length of time to implement those schemes. You know, Dave is and Coach Roberts, they're going through the same growing pains that we are, not just being a new head coach, but installing a brand new scheme. I mean, this is completely different than what they did defensively last year. And with no spring practice, much like us, with no spring practice, no summer training, and a very unique and truncated training camp, it's proved to be very, very difficult. And so we have watched the two games on Baylor, and defensively we've watched the Louisiana defense for the last year or two. Now with Larry hadn't called a play in about 15 years. You know, Larry's been a head coach for a long time. So we have watched a little bit of North Carolina, but again, Larry wasn't calling the plays there. So that's a little bit more of a difficult task to try to predict beyond two games what their offensive tendencies are.
As far as the Longhorns defensively, Herman says, you know, it's just a matter of working out the finer details. And really, the only way you get that experience is just through taking reps, getting reps.
I think overall, it's been minor assignment issues. And I'm not saying like coverage busts. I'm not saying I was supposed to be on the left side of the field and I was on the right side of the field. I'm talking about the small details that just take 1,000 reps. You know, I've got a guard pulling. Do I fit him on this shoulder or do I fit him on this shoulder? Where is my help coming from? Where do I need to spill the ball carrier to? What gap do I need to be in? You know, what is my depth at strong safety so that I can fill the run if it's run but still defend the pass? And so I just think there's so many small detailed things that come with 1,000 reps in terms of how you fit a play, how you fit a play. I think a lot of people just see 11 guys and they just run to the ball. And that's not the case in defensive football.
All right, and then let's go over to the Baylor side of things. They're finally back on the field. Dave Aranda had a chance to prepare for Sam Ehlinger last year when he was coaching defense at LSU. And he says, look, there's a lot of similarities to the makeup of Ehlinger, but the way that the offense looks is almost completely different, a lot of different style changes.
I think one of the things that it strikes me about the offense is the amount of motion. I feel there's more motion in this year's offense than previous. And I think what that does for him is that helps him with run or with man zone tendencies, right? Is it man coverage? Is it zone coverage? Is it a blitz? Is it not? And I think he's able to make decisions quickly. So that ball comes out faster than I remember it coming out when we were preparing for him last year. Now, I think the things that stay the same are just his competitiveness, his instinct. You know, when ball game's close and the ball's in his hand, you know, he's going to make a play, right? He's going to own it. I mean, I think he's similar to our guy in that respect. But a lot of respect for him. I know the offense runs through him. Their ability to have, you know, you look at the run game, and there's tempo, and there's RPOs, and there's some shot plays, and there's stacks and bunches that they motion to create, try to hide. But then there's a bunch of cue runs, right? Quarterback counter, quarterback power, right? Quarterback zone read. And I think, you know, when they get into certain parts of the game where they need a play, it goes to him. And so I think our ability to play team defense versus that, I think, is key.
Well, this game, 2:30 Central on ESPN, Baylor and Texas, will feature two of the most experienced quarterbacks. And, of course, you've got Ehlinger and then Charlie Brewer for Baylor. And Aranda says that Brewer is a quiet leader who commands a lot of respect from his teammates.
Our offense in particular, but our team looks to Charlie. They respect him, and, you know, he doesn't say a lot, but when he says something, it's one of those things where everyone listens and everybody follows through. And so I think, you know, his ability to be our quarterback and to run the offense through him and feature him and do things that he's comfortable with, and things that kind of speak to him and allow him to be the best version of him. I think all of that is very true. And I think when that happens, there's almost, and I think, you know, per your question, I see some of these things with Sam as well. It's just there's an unconscious level that they play at where it's almost on autopilot, and it's scary when you get to that part if you're on the other side of it, because just the competitor comes out. And so I know that's our goal on this side. I'm sure it is on theirs as well.
All right. Going to be a great matchup. A lot of fun stuff to watch this weekend. More coming up here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
It's back.
the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Don't settle for just a ticket at your next sporting event. Elevate your game day experience and cross off your sports bucket list with Prime Sport. Experiences can include official tickets, premium hospitality, local accommodations, behind-the-scenes access, and much more. Whether you're cheering on your favorite golfers at the next major, heading to Tampa for the big game next February, or gearing up for the on-track racing action, Prime Sport has the best access to the biggest events in sports. Enhance your game day with Prime Sport today at PrimeSport.com. That's PrimeSport.com.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Directors' Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Directors' Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. Visit ticketsforless.com and find the best seats at the best prices for all of your favorite Big 12 teams and matchups. Tickets for Less has you covered for all the conference's biggest basketball games this season at all of the top venues. At Tickets for Less, you'll never pay any service fees or taxes. Score great deals today using discount code Big12Radio at ticketsforless.com.
Thanks for listening to Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. I mean, listen, we've got a full slate of football this weekend, keeping our fingers crossed. But coming out today, though, the 2021 SEC Big 12 Men's Basketball Challenge Pairings. So it's all set for Saturday, January 30th. It's the 8th annual event, 10 games, as every Big 12 member school will take on 10 squads from the SEC. Now, Big 12 teams are 40-30 in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. There was a tie in 2020, but the Big 12 has a yearly challenge record of 4-1-2 with wins in 2014, 15, 16, and 19. So let me go through some of these, some of the historical stats of these matchups. Alabama will be at Oklahoma. The Sooners lead that series 5-3. Oklahoma State will host Arkansas. And the Cowboys are 23-6 all time against the Razorbacks. Now, the last time they played, they lost 66-65 back in 2018. Their last loss at home, though, goes back to 1966. So the Cowboys have done well in this series at home. Baylor will host Auburn. The Bears lead this series 3-2. They last played in 2009. Be a couple of great basketball minds going against each other, Scott Drew and Bruce Pearl. West Virginia will host Florida. The Mountaineers are 3-6 against the Gators. They've lost the last three meetings. Texas will be at Kentucky. You think they would have played each other quite a bit. 0-2. That's it. Just two meetings. Last time they met was back in 2014. Texas Tech will be at LSU. They lead the series 4-3. Twice in this series, the Red Raiders have won by 13 points. The Cyclones of Iowa State will travel to Mississippi State. They've met two times. They had a home-and-home series back in 78 and 79. It's been a long time since the Cyclones and Bulldogs have met on the hardwood. TCU will be at Mizzou, and the Horned Frogs just 1-4. Those five matchups happened between 1946 and 1952. Kansas will be at Tennessee. The Jayhawks lead this series all-time 4-1. They last played on January 25th, a 74-68 win. This is the sixth meeting between these two teams since 2009. And Texas A&M will travel to Manhattan to take on Kansas State, where the Wildcats are up 18-9 in the series, but A&M has won the last two meetings. So there you go, the men's basketball challenge pairings for the SEC Big 12 Challenge. And we've had their number, which is good. And we're the basketball conference, absolutely. What else do we have here? Well, listen, you know, I want to talk real quick about the World Series. We've got to talk about the World Series. A pair of former Big 12 standouts taking part of this. Baylor alum Max Muncy went 2-for-4. He drove in two runs in the Dodgers' 8-3 win over the Rays in Game 1. Texas ex-star John Curtis is a relief pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays. He got a strikeout in the 8th inning of Game 1. Muncy was a two-time All-Big 12 first-team selection. He had 8 homers and 25 RBIs in 35 postseason games with the Dodgers. And Curtis, who was an All-Big 12 first-team honoree back in 2014, has a 3-0 record and 2 saves with an ERA under 1.80 in 17 appearances for the Rays. So, good luck to... I think the Dodgers are going to take that. That's just my... Just my personal opinion. Third time in 4 years for the World Series. They've got some unfinished business. The tiebreaker procedure has been laid out by the Big 12 for the football championship game. The two teams that compete for the regular season that have the highest winning percentage. So there's the possibility that you could have unbalanced schedules. And they've got a whole tie-breaking procedure, and I'm not going to go through the different numbers and all that. I mean, if you're interested in that, Big12Sports.com, they explain it all. But the one thing that they did list is that in order for teams to be considered in a tie-break scenario, teams must play no less than one fewer conference games than the average number of conference games played by all conference teams. I should have just left it. I don't even know if I understand that. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
Get your ice cold Bud Light, Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now, hip. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two bagels.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, Beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
All right, well, that is going to do it for this week's show. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We got some great games this weekend. One, two, what do we got? Three nationally ranked teams. Thanks a lot for listening. Be safe. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield IMG College.
The Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship game. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Phillips 66, live to the full. And by Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.